Hey there, welcome to Incandescent and happy full moon in Sagittarius. I can't believe it's already past its peak and I'm recording this. I went to bed last night and I was like, wow, it's really bright in here. And I look outside, I'm like, no, the moon looks full. How is this possible? Like just a minute ago, I swear it was a sliver. I don't know what happened at the time. I did get my second Moderna shot. And no worries, like wherever you fall on like the, I know it's kind of a hot button topic, but wherever you fall, no, I love and accept you and your beliefs. Like you're welcome to feel and believe whatever you feel and believe. I mean, we all are, as long as we're kind and compassionate to others, who cares what we feel, think, or believe. But for me personally, I did feel comfortable with getting the vaccine. And so I got my second dose on Saturday and like don't know what happened to Sunday or Monday. Well, I guess I don't want to relive what happened. but I feel good now and happy to be back on my feet. But I don't quite feel up to doing what I normally do for you for the full moon. That said, I did channel a visualization and a ritual for the full moon in Sagittarius from the spring of 2020 that I am sure would still have applicable messages and symbolism for you for this full moon. So if you want to do that, I will link that in the show notes. But for this, I'm going to do affirmations and just allow yourself to feel the feelings that come to you with these affirmations. You can listen while on a walk in nature or doing something creative or something fun that's also safe. No operating heavy machinery, as always. And allow yourself for now to just get into your body. Feel what it feels like to be in your body right now. Tuning into the weight of gravity. Feeling expansion on every inhale and release on every exhale. If you're doing this with eyes open, becoming aware of your surroundings. And as you feel yourself present here and now, you can welcome in your team of guides, angels, ascended masters, all beings of love, light, truth, and compassion. Call in your highest self, the fullness of who you are. Welcome the divine mind. And feel these affirmations as true within you. I am love. I am safe. All is well, and I'm in the right place. I trust in the cycles of my life, and where the cycles are right now, I recognize that whatever is happening to me is for my highest, most loving good. Life is happening with me, through me, for me, and I trust in the cycles of my life just as I trust in the cycles of the moon. I am grateful to this full moon. I welcome in the highest, most loving possible energies of this full moon for me. May it illuminate what I need to see. May it help me shine light in areas of my life that need it most. I welcome the light in to the spaces within me that most need the light. I feel the light entering in, and with it, love. As I see the light entering into my body, as I feel it entering into every cell of my being, I feel as though it is bursting forth until I am simply light. I am free to be me. I am free beyond a shadow of a doubt. I am freely love. I am free to explore who I am, why I'm here, the gifts that I've been given, the gifts that I was born with. I am love. I am free to be a divine expression of love. I am free to feel love flowing through me. I'm free to explore, to create, to make the most of this life that I've been given, of this life that I've co-created. I know there is more for me. I am open to the pleasant surprises the world brings me. I am ready to explore. I feel my heart open for more and more and more. Love, light, truth, compassion, and joy. I let the light enter in where it's most needed, so I can heal, cleanse, and release anything that's ready to shift and to grow, so that I may be of the highest love, light, truth, compassion, and joy, free to be me, free to explore, free to be full of life. On your next inhale, breathe in deeply, stomach and ribcage fully expanding, letting these feelings build as you hold your breath at the top. And when you're ready, exhale with a sigh. Trust that wherever you're at in life, you are in perfect flow and harmony with the cycles of life. Meet them with non-resistance, with open arms and love, whatever you're experiencing, trusting that it is the path of least resistance to your highest, most loving good. You're where you're meant to be. All is working out. And I'm wishing you the greatest full moon blessings. Thank you so much for being here. Let your awareness come back to the world around you if you have not already, carrying these feelings with you, journaling if you feel called to, and if you wish, you can do the practice that I created last year around this time. It was also around eclipse season too, so I am sure the messages and the journaling will still have some resonance today as well. Feel free to hit pause or wrap up now, but if you want to stay for some announcements, I have some cool ones coming up. If you like the message about being free to be yourself, I have an interview coming out this week on the podcast Free to Be Yourself, which is all on the topic of being free to be yourself. So if any part of you has been wanting to hear stories about other people who have explored that and feel that way about themselves and their lives, then I recommend that podcast with Jamie Lynn. You can find that anywhere you listen to podcasts, as far as I know, but I'll drop the link below. And also, my friend Kelsey Henry wrote a song called Free that is like all about feeling free to be you, and it's been stuck in my head for a whole week. I can't stop singing it, and I'll drop that link too. It's so much fun. It might be your new anthem. All right. Dear love, I so appreciate you being here as always, and I'm going to make a special announcement about this. If you're still listening, you're amazing, because like I'm just rambling at this point, but we are about to reach 100,000 downloads. I haven't actually checked in a little bit, so we might have already reached it. And I want to do a special episode where we kind of celebrate Incandescent by welcoming your voice. So if you want to send me a voice memo of your, it doesn't have to be favorite affirmation. I know like choosing favorites is really hard. But just one affirmation that really means a lot to you. Maybe two if you feel intuitively that that's like really important to you to have two sent, that's okay as well. I might be able to use both. I will only be able to use it if the audio is clean though. So, you know, if you're capable of sending a clean voice memo, even on your phone, you know, iPhone takes pretty clean voice memos. It should be able to work as long as there's no background noise. So if you want to do that, you can email me at incandescentpodcast@gmail.com. And in the subject line, write celebration. That way I'll know that this is about the 100,000 download celebration that we're going to do all together. So we'll have everyone's voice on here, as many as possible, sharing an affirmation that means something to them. And we'll state it in the I form. I am in present tense. So I'll drop a link. I'll include the instructions below. That's what I'll do. I'll make sure to include the instructions below so that you can follow them step by step, because if they're not followed, I might not be able to make it work. But know that even if I can't fit in yours for whatever technical reason, that it's, I'm sure, still wonderful, and I'll do everything I can to make sure I can technically or technologically make it work. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will see you soon.